This news update's being brought to you by Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today. And Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. Jesse Ray Aarons of Harbor Beach was rearraigned on assault charges and a charge of assault on a police officer during a recent court session. During the proceeding, Aarons agreed to plead no contest to the assault charge in exchange for the prosecutor dropping the charge of assault on a police officer, which the plea deal was reached and accepted. Aarons' bond will remain as previously set. He's scheduled to return to court for sentencing on March 16th at 9 a.m. Saginaw County will open its early voting center on Saturday, January 24th, ahead of the February 3rd special primary election for the 35th State Senate District, according to the county clerk's office. Early voting will be held at Saginaw County Early Voting Center at 618 Cass Street, next to the courthouse. The center will be open daily from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. through Sunday, February the 1st, with extended hours until 7 p.m. on Wednesday, before Election Day. Voters who cast ballots early will be able to feed their ballots into a tabulator, though no results will be counted or released until 8 p.m. on Election Day. Residents may still request absentee ballots, but election officials recommend returning completed ballots in person to a clerk's office or drop box to avoid mail delays. Absentee ballots can also be submitted at a voter's polling location or at the early voting center where voters will check in and insert their ballot into a tabulator. Additional election details are available through the Saginaw County Clerk's Office, and statewide information can be found at michigan.gov/vote. And State Representative Greg Alexander is criticizing MDHHS's plan that would allow large counties such as Wayne in Oakland to qualify for federal rural health care grants, arguing the funds are being diverted away from truly rural communities like those in the Thumb. Alexander said labeling heavily populated counties as partially rural undermines the intent of the federal rural health transformation program, which was created to improve health care access in rural areas. He warned that his district is becoming a healthcare desert with longer wait times and fewer available services, and said the grants could significantly improve care for vulnerable residents. Michigan received $173.1 million in RHT funding, less than neighboring states such as Iowa and Ohio, despite having one of the largest rural populations in the country. Alexander also objected to MDHHS setting aside nearly $19 million of that funding for administrative costs, including $2 million for 12 new staff positions. Calling the proposal reckless and politically motivated, Alexander said he will continue pushing for the funds to be directed to rural communities that need them the most. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
This is Ben Schott, President and CEO of Thumb Bank and Trust. As we begin a new year, we look forward to continuing our commitment to the communities where we live, work, and serve. Since 1895, Thumb Bank and Trust has been proud to be your local community bank, large enough to offer a full range of modern banking services, yet just the right size to provide the personal care and attention you deserve. Whether you prefer to stop in and see us or take advantage of our online banking solutions, we strive to make your experience convenient, reliable, and tailored to meet your needs. Our consumer, business, and agricultural lenders are here to guide you through the borrowing process and provide options that fit your goals. To our current customers, Thank you for continuing to put your trust in us. And if you're not yet a customer, we invite you to visit or call any of our offices to discover what a local community bank can do for you. We're Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895.
Thumb Bank and Trust, NMLS number 462637. Loans are subject to credit approval. An equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back with your obituaries. We have two today. Doris Jean Hesley Hegden, 92, of Harbor Beach, passed away Thursday, January 22nd. She was born on January 2nd, 1934, in Detroit, and went on to marry Charles Hegden on September 19th, 1953, in Kindy. She is survived by her children, Jeannie Quinn, Robert Hegden, Nancy Seaman, Paul Hegden, Diane Hegden, and 14 grandchildren and 19 great-grandchildren. And a funeral mass for Doris will be held on Thursday, January 29th at 11:30 a.m. at Our Lady of Lake Huron Catholic Church of the Holy Name of Mary Parish. Burial will follow in the OLLH Church Cemetery, and visitation for Doris will be on Wednesday from 2 to 8 p.m. at the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Visitation on Thursday will be at the church beginning at 10 a.m. until time of service at 11:30 a.m. Memorials may be given to the Family Discretionary Fund, and you can share your memories online at ramseyfh.com. And Vita Chrisman, known as Vicky, age 80, passed away January 22nd. She was born May 12, 1945, in Detroit, Michigan, and she loved her pets. Vicki is survived by her husband of 50 years, Jeff Chrisman, her children Barbara, Robert, and Jeffrey, her six grandchildren and nine great-grandchildren. A celebration of her life will be held on January 30th at the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach from 9 a.m. till 1 p.m. And we'll return right after this.
Looking to save big at your favorite local businesses? ThumbNet has you covered. Check out our exclusive coupon deals featuring amazing discounts from Pigeon and Elkton One Stop, Ace Hardware of Bad Axe, Seaboyne Ace Hardware, Brown's Marketplace of Harbor Beach, Deckerville, and Sandusky, Caseville Family Market, and Ashley Home Store of Bad Axe. Whether you're craving a meal, shopping for gifts, or needing a service, you'll find incredible savings on ThumbNet.net. Visit ThumbNet.net today and start saving. ThumbNet.net, your connection to local savings.
And we're back with more news. A historic winter storm has blanketed the eastern United States, causing widespread school closures and travel disruptions. Cities in the Mahoning Valley and throughout the Midwest are currently digging out from record-breaking snowfall that's halted local transit. Emergency services have warned residents to stay off the roads as utility crews work to restore power to thousands of homes. The storm is expected to continue moving northeast, with blizzard warnings remaining in effect for several coastal states. And stock markets across Asia saw a general decline as Japanese yen hit its highest level in months. The Nikkei 225 dropped 1.8%, led by losses in major exporters like Toyota, who see their overseas earnings diminished by a stronger currency. The surge in the yen hints of intervention by Japanese and U.S. finance officials. Meanwhile, markets in India, Australia, and Indonesia remain closed for local holidays, leaving regional trading volumes lower than usual. And that's been a look at your news brought to you by Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today, as well as Ashley Home Stores and Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home.
Ashley and Maddox is making it easier than ever to refresh your home during our winter blowout sale going on now. Save up to 30% off store-wide and take advantage of the 1 year and 5 year no interest financing to bring home the pieces you've been waiting for. And if you love clearance deals, this is your moment. We're blowing out all of our one and done clearance prices up to 60% off the original price. Sectionals, sofas, love seats, accent chairs, dining sets, bedroom groups, end tables, and more. Each one priced to go and each one the last of its kind. Hurry in to Ashley and Bennox because that means once it's gone, it's gone. Check out our incredible examples like one and done sectionals starting at just $888, a complete bedroom set at 50% off, a dining set with seating for eight for only $988, and a gray swivel accent chair for just $288. And don't forget the accessories to finish off your space. Select glass art is 60% off, coleslaw art is 65% off, clearance accessories are up to 70% off, and clearance vases, frames, statues, florals, and more start at just $3 to $4 each. The winter blowout sale is happening now at Ashley and Maddox. Some exclusions may apply. See Ashley and Maddox for details.
Ashley's your one-stop place for all your furniture needs. Hi, this is Brandon from Ashley and Bad Axe. Shop our selection of dining sets, bedroom furniture, lift chairs, and more.
The North End of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine North End retailers include Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
And that's been a look at our news for this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.